In 1954, at his security hearing, Oppenheimer testified that Chevalier had followed him into the kitchen and said something like, "I saw George Eltington recently." Chevalier then added that Eltington had a means of getting technical information to Soviet scientists. Oppenheimer continued, "I thought I said to Chevalier, but that is treason. But I am not sure. I said anyway something. This is a terrible thing to do." Chevalier said or expressed complete agreement. That was the end of it. It was a brief conversation. After Robert's death, Kitty reported yet another version of the story. While in London visiting Verna Hobson, Oppie's former secretary and Kitty's friend, she said that the minute Chevalier came into the house, she could see that something was up. She made a point of not leaving the men alone together, and finally, when Chevalier realized that he could not get Robert off by himself, he related his conversation with Eltington in her presence. Kitty said it was she who then blurted out, "But that would be treason." According to this version, Oppenheimer was so determined to keep Kitty out of it that he took her words in his mouth and always claimed that he and Chevalier were alone in the kitchen when they discussed Eltington. On the other hand, Chevalier always insisted that Kitty never entered the kitchen while he and Robert discussed Eltington's proposition, and Barbara Chevalier's recollection of the incident does not include Kitty. Decades later, Barbara, by then an embittered ex-wife, wrote a diary that adds a somewhat different perspective. "I was not, of course, in the kitchen when Hoken spoke to Oppie, but I knew what he was going to tell him. I also know that Hoken was 100% in favor of finding out what Oppie was doing and reporting it back to Eltington. I believe Hoken also believed that Oppie would be in favor of cooperating with the Russians. I know because we had a big fight over it beforehand." At the time Barbara wrote this, some 40 years later, she had a low opinion of her ex-husband. She thought him foolish, a man of limited horizons, fixed ideas, and immutable habits. Soon after Eltington's approach, Hoken had told her, "The Russians want to know." As she remembered things, she had tried to persuade her husband not to pursue the matter with Oppenheimer. "The absurd ridiculousness of the situation never occurred to him," she wrote in her unpublished memoir in 1983. "This innocent teacher of modern French literature to be the conduit to Russians of what Oppie was doing."